Welcome to the Dental Business Guide podcast. From money to marketing to management, this podcast will help you run a better dental business.
Hello, welcome back to the Somero Dental Business Guide podcast. And luckily today I've got Nigel on the call, and we're going to be talking about something kind of quite specific and unique, which is secondary sources of finance. Now, what does that mean, Nigel?
Well, what it means is, in banking terms and in lending terms, that normally lenders are tiered. And so in your first lending, your first lot of tier would be your major banks. There'll be your major big five or six banks, and the new banks coming into one corporation now. So then they're the main financiers of most things in this country. So they're the main first tier.
So that those are the Barclays, the NatWest, the Lloyds, that type of people, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, the new banks like Unity, Recognise, and all these sort of people.
Oh, them as well.
As they come on board, yeah, and they start to expand their portfolio of what they can offer. Because at first they didn't offer a huge amount, but they expand it, and slowly but surely they become first tier banks.
Okay. All right. So those are the first tier. What's secondary then?
Well, so the secondary market is where you look elsewhere. And funnily enough, some of those services are provided by the main banks. So you look at things like asset finance, invoice financing, and that sort of thing, what you call secondary lenders. They're not the main overdraft and loan facilities that most people take. But asset finance is readily available through some of the main banks. Obviously, there are hundreds of other people out there supplying asset finance. Mm. It's not expensive in the sense of... It's priced slightly higher than minor practice finances, where you can get rates of 2.5 to 3%. Mm. But so asset finance is around the 4% mark, and it's over a shorter period. It's over 5 or 7 years. The lifetime of the asset.
Sure.
So it's more expensive in the sense of slightly more expensive on rate and obviously on term.
Okay. Okay. So when do people need to go to that secondary finance? Is it when basically the initial primary finance people, tier one people, won't lend? Is that when it happens?
Yeah. We tend to use these people when we need a top up, or we need something that the main tier isn't lending in that market at the moment. And a good example of that would be Scott Finance.
Okay.
Where they're not necessarily all falling over it like they were previously.
Yeah,
and so you go to secondary lenders and you need to borrow. As we say, you can borrow for the assets, for the equipment, which is fairly straightforward. You can actually borrow for the refurbishment of the practice as well. Now, that is much more expensive because there is nothing substantial there for a lender to sort of touch and feel. You find an x-ray machine, he knows exactly what it is. If you're partitioning and putting doors up and floors, there's not really anything... material for them to get hold of, so it's more expensive, and there are plenty of people out there. There are professional finance loans, but they all vary in price, and obviously the price goes up with the higher the risk.
Sure. Okay. Useful. No, very useful to know. So, if anyone's in the market for tier one or tier two secondary lending, Nigel, Dan, and the team can certainly help in raising that foot for you. Okay. Brilliant. Thanks, Nigel. Okay.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Thanks for listening in to the Dental Business Guide podcast. We welcome your feedback, and if you're enjoying it, please let your friends know too. Until the next time on the Dental Business Guide podcast.